beliefs. But if you are aware of the way you feel and you care about feeling good so that you are deliberately tuning to the pure essence of who you are, then all summoning that is happening because of the focus that you are initiating is positive focus. And in those moments, you know that you are indeed the uplifter, meaning the summoner of the energy through and up, that you intended to be. You see, and there is no such thing as stepping back. Once you've tasted the sweetness of that connection and the sweetness of being that kind of an uplifter, in any moment that you are not there or were still far from there, as in condemnation or complaining, you really feel that, don't you?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yes. Very good.
My question that I would like to ask you now possibly can support children who possibly are having this experience. As a young child, I moved between worlds. To explain that further, I would be here and be someplace else with others. And at the age of 7, I made a conscious choice to stay here. Now, as I got older and forgot that, and then had situations arrive in my life that helped me to remember, the one question I have, and possibly can help any youth that are experiencing that, is why would I choose to shut that off?
Well, it may be because you were being criticized for your otherworldly interaction. It may have been because you deliberately came forth to be of this world, to be focused here. In other words, we talked yesterday to our friend who, when things are not vibrationally up to speed with who he really is, he feels the inspiration to nap. And you may be very well have been feeling the inspiration to just withdraw from whatever was going on and reach for a higher vibration. In other words, you can't tune into a lower frequency and a higher frequency at the same time any more than you can set your radio dial on 6:30 a.m. and hear what's being broadcast on 98.7 FM. The frequencies have to align. And so we would say in your childhood wisdom that something was disturbing enough that you were withdrawing, and in your withdrawing from one thing, you remembered from your non-physical vantage point that you can't withdraw from something completely. It is much easier to focus somewhere else. And in those early days where you see, we would like all of you to remember or to show yourself again that there need never be a separation between the physical and the non-physical world. That's why, as you sat down, and we appreciate your expressing your appreciation for our interaction here, but we want to downplay the reverence and the idea that this is something extraordinary that is going on, because this is something that is normal that is going on. This is non-physical playing in a very real way with that which is physical. And so here, even now, all of these years later, you're still trying to sort of make a separation between the worlds, when all of our work is about the art of allowing. It's about allowing the alignment between the worlds. It's about showing you how to tune yourself into the frequency of who you really are so that the whole of you can express here in this physical format. Every disease, every negative moment, every bad thing that happens to anyone is the result of people learning how to cut themselves off. Now, that's way too strong a word, but diminish or pinch off the vibrational alignment between the non-physical beingness and the physical. And we like the things that we've been speaking to you, especially lately, to help you to understand that it's not just dead or alive, non-physical or physical. It's always alive, sometimes expressing into this physical format, taking life further, asking for yet more, source following that rocket and becoming it completely. And as you begin to realize that you are the impetus, you are the sorter and sifter, you are the reason that the source within you is expanding, then you understand even more fully how ridiculous it is that you would then cut yourself off from the expansion that you have provided to source. Where do you get all this humility stuff that you carry around like badges of honor when all it does is separate you from the wholeness of who you are? And when you were seven, you had not learned that separation as keenly. But it sounds like at about that age was when you